Church in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. As I mentioned on Tuesday, the Orthodox Presbyterian Church has called a day of prayer and fasting for this Saturday, August 21st. And so, taking a short break from the shorter catechism, and as I was looking over Isaiah 58 and thinking about fasting, I was trying to figure out what to do, so I thought probably the best thing to do is first read Isaiah 58, and then I'm going to read a short little devotional thought that Alec Matir wrote in his wonderful Isaiah by the Day, one of the best devotionals I've ever read, where he just translates Isaiah, then he will give you a thought after his section. So here is Isaiah 58, followed by a few thoughts by Alec Matir. Cry out with a full-throated cry. Do not keep silent. Like a trumpet, raise your voice and declare to my people their rebellion and to the house of Jacob their sin. And day after day, they keep seeking me and keep delighting in the knowledge of my ways. Like a nation that has committed to righteousness and has not forsaken the judgment of its God. They keep asking me for judgments of righteousness, and they go on delighting in the nearness of God. Why have we fasted and have not seen it? Abased our souls, and you do not know. Behold, in the day of your fasting, you are finding delight, and you act as a taskmasters to all your suffering workers. Behold, it is to quarreling and argument that your fasting leads, and to hitting out with the clenched fist of wickedness. You will not fast like today to make your voice heard on high. Is it like this that the fast I choose, a day for someone to abase his soul? Is it for how bowing his head like a rush and making a bed of sackcloth and ashes? Is this what you call a fast, a day acceptable to Yahweh? Is not this the fast I choose, to undo the fetters of wickedness, to unfasten the straps of the yoke, and to let the crushed go free, that you should fracture every yoke? Is it not to break your bread for the hungry, and to give shelter to the downtrodden homeless? When you see the naked, cover him, and from your own flesh do not hide yourselves. Then your light will break out like the dawn, and your renewal will quickly flower, and your righteousness will go before you. Yahweh's glory will guard you from behind. Then you will call out, and Yahweh himself will answer, and you will call for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you take away the yoke from among you, pointing the finger and speaking mischievously, and if you give yourself to the hungry and satisfy the soul of the downtrodden, your light will flash out in the darkness, and your gloom will be like noonday, and Yahweh will guide you constantly and satisfy your soul even in the driest conditions, and he will equip your bones, and you will be like a well-watered garden, and like an outflow of water whose waters do not prove false. And some of your own will build the ancient ruins, the foundations of generations after generation you will raise up, and you will have the name Rebuilder of the Breach, Restorer of Paths to Inhabit. If you keep your foot from the Sabbath, the doing of your own pleasure on the day of my holiness, and call the Sabbath a delight, what is holy to Yahweh truly honored, and you honor it by doing your ways, by not finding your pleasure in talk for talk's sake, then you will experience delight in Yahweh, and I will make you ride on the high places of the earth, and make you eat the possession of your father Jacob, for Yahweh's mouth has spoken. And so here is Alec Matir's thoughts on Isaiah 58. That remarkable enlightened 18th century Dean Swift of Gulliver's Travel said of the fashionable ladies of his day, they were so busy being religious they had no time to say their prayers. Isaiah would have identified with that. He saw the sort of punctiliousness in Sabbath keeping that forgot what the Sabbath was all about. Very different from our day when the world, and how many Christians, have devised a week ending with two Saturdays and a Lord's Day observed between 10:30 a.m. and 12 noon. Jeremiah 17:24-25 would have joined Isaiah in making the Sabbath a test case of spiritual reality and a divinely intended means of blessing. How many of us today would come with good marks out of that test? And Isaiah did not mean old-style Sabbatarianism with its negativity, a no-work day of often boring idleness. He looked for a day of concern for the welfare of those we influence, making sure that we do not exploit others so that we may keep the Sabbath. A day so kept, it excludes family strife, but on the contrary, encounters family harmony, encourages. A day to care for the needy, the homeless, the underdogs, including our needy relatives. A day to work for social amelioration and reformation. Quite a busy day, you might well say. So we had better recall, for example, the work-free day of rest and refreshment in Exodus 23:12 and so many other verses. If we end the Lord's Day tired out, we have not kept the Lord's Day. So then Isaiah is not writing a program, but indicating preferences and possibilities, offering typical diary entries, and we do well to listen. Sunday is not a second Saturday, nor is it a day of penal boredom. It is one of the Lord's intended means of grace, bringing renewal, a cure for depression, promoting spiritual refreshment and elation, and bringing the promise of security and answered prayer. And so as we think about, you know, obviously the focus here on the Sabbath, but as we think through fasting, it is not something that is done to see how gloomy we can be. Remember what Jesus said, if you look gloomy when you fast, you've received your reward in full. But when you fast in secret, that your heavenly Father in heaven may see in secret and reward you in secret. And so again, I encourage you to think through Isaiah 58 as you think about prayer and fasting, so that we not be so religious that we don't have time to pray. Thank you for joining us, and join us next time as we continue our walk through the idea of prayer and fasting, in particular for the called day of prayer and fasting this Saturday, August 21st. Thank you, and God bless.